Have you ever met somebody who has a completely false image about themselves? I guess a classic example would be the people who appear on The X Factor or American Idol, but just can't sing. They have one image of themselves, but the truth is something entirely different. I don't know about you, but I always feel vaguely embarrassed for such people. It's always like, oh, I can't watch this. Knowing who you are is such an important skill and one that unfortunately many of us seem to lack. That's why so many organisations get their staff to do personality tests. It helps their employees get a better understanding of their strengths, weaknesses and character. Having a clear sense of identity, however, is not just limited to individuals. I believe organisations need that too. Before a company can kind of sell itself online, it must know who it is. So this kind of affects your tone of voice, your design, how your company uses tools such as social media. It's really important to have a clear idea of who you are. Unfortunately, many organisations don't seem to have a clear vision of their character or how they wish to portray themselves online. One of the most important and common questions I ask at kickoff meetings is, if your organisation was a famous person, who would it be? Ask yourself that. If your organisation was a famous person, who would it be? You'd be amazed at the debate this question causes. Sometimes the discussion becomes quite heated and prolonged. Often employees have very different views on what the answer is, even though they work for the same organisation. So my question for you today is, do you have a clear picture of who your organisation is? Is that picture consistent with what other people within the company thinks? Have you actually asked customers to see if they perceive you in the same way? After all, if they don't, if you get it wrong, you're going to come across as one of those talent show participants who just can't sing. Perhaps it's time to find out who your organisation really is.